Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's Future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. There's some changes coming down the pike when it comes to vitamin and supplement labeling. That's going to happen in 2020. And to give us a little bit of a preview and an explanation, we've invited Brian Womack, who's Senior Vice President of the Council for Responsible Nutrition, CRN, the responsible voice of supplement manufacturers. So, Brian, a lot of changes here. I'm just wondering, was there pushback by some of the manufacturers because they said, oh my goodness, we got to change all our labels. That's a lot of work. Or is everybody very happy with this clarification about the values?
So like any change in the regulations, there's an opportunity for manufacturers to make comments about them. And there were some manufacturers who did push back, as you say, either saying this would be burdensome or expensive or not necessary. By and large, our members at the Council for Responsible Nutrition saw this as a positive. Our members are very much in favor of transparency, and we saw it as an opportunity to promote transparency and to make sure that we have very educated consumers. We also tend to have a very collaborative relationship with our regulator, and that when they advise some changes that they say is going to make the industry better and safer and more transparent, that's something we're usually right alongside them agreeing with. So there might have been some grumbling on the sidelines, but by and large, the CRN folks view this as a positive change, which is why we're taking the time to have these kind of conversations. Yep. to make sure that everyone knows about them and isn't confused about them.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it very much. I mean, this is, I think, very consequential for many of the consumers who listen to this program and practitioners. So we really appreciate the outreach and, this being your role, director of communications there. Getting the word out to the public, I think, is very important. So what is the Label Wise education campaign? That's something that CRN is behind. Is this the sum total of that, or is there more to it?
Well, so it's a few things. So it's an education campaign that's everything from conducting interviews like this, doing print pieces. We put together a website that has all the information.
Which is
it's at www.belabelwise.org. So all of our information explaining the changes, everything we went through about international units and the changes in folic acid and now sugar being called out, and some of the changes in the daily values, those are all explained there. If you want to get really into the weeds, you can. If you'd rather just get an overall view, we've got a short, less than 2-minute video there that really packages all of these changes in a very compelling, easy to watch format that'll tell you everything you need to know. And there's a lot of other resources there, frankly, that help people make good decisions about using dietary supplements. So we're proud of it, and we're trying to get the word out.
Yeah, it's a very simple visual way to communicate the changes. So it's belabelwise.org. And they've got a nice little video there that explains a lot of things. But this does not apply to things like green tea, to fish oil. These things are actually going to continue to be labeled the same way. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it would affect those if there's a DV set for them that has changed. You know, I'm not familiar with changes in either of those supplements.
Yeah, there's a few nuances, like the biotin changed, biotin, you know, the daily value changed. But, right, you know, they're more tweaks rather than sweeping changes. So what else is CRN working on? It sounds like CRN is a little bit like, a mediator between government regulators and the supplement industry, which is nice because, you know, if FDA had to go directly to each supplement manufacturer, you know, the potential for conflict. I think CRN kind of greases the wheels for compliance and, makes it less of a, shall we say, a hostile environment for supplement manufacturers, given the penchant of regulators sometimes to be a little overzealous.
Yeah, I mean, we take our role very seriously in representing the best interests of the industry. But as you say, we represent the responsible segment. And so this tends to be a segment that is happy, by and large, with the FDA's oversight. We're always working with Congress to try to get FDA more resources so it can do more enforcement. So if the bad players on in the market, and there are some, I mean, I think people need to be aware of that, can be brought to light and you know, sort of rooted out or improved. We always tell people they should know who they're dealing with, make sure that they choose a responsible supplement company. And again, doctors are a great resource in helping to decide who you're actually dealing with. CRN's also helped to improve the regulatory framework over the years. I mentioned that 25 years ago, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, or, you know, as the industry calls it, DSHEA, is the governing law, but we've had at CRN a critical role in helping to enhance that framework over the years. Initially, there was not a serious adverse event reporting system as part of the regulatory framework. And our members thought that was a really important enhancement, that you needed to do some, need to be checking on sort of how these products are actually performing and if there are problems, we need to know about it.
I get early warning system if something is causing problems, especially when you introduce a new ingredient or change the form of a previous ingredient.
Absolutely. We also worked to set up a program of good manufacturing procedures so that a supplement manufacturer knows exactly what they need to be doing to have a good product, a safe product that's manufactured to specifications. Those weren't part of the original DSHEA law back in 1994, but they've been things that FDA has thought would be important innovations to make a safe industry even safer, and we've been glad to partner with them to call for these sorts of innovations along the way. And we've got a lobbying arm. We work with Congress to try to say, you know, here's some good regulations that we think will improve the safety and efficacy of the industry. We're not for regulation for its own sake. I mean, we want to make sure it's smart regulation that actually is going to improve safety. Mm-hmm. They often have somewhat of a cost to them, frankly. And so there needs to be a trade-off
it's not too onerous for the manufacturers.
It's worth it.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't want to do something that's just going to be costly and burdensome and not have a benefit. But, setting up an adverse event reporting system, that's not a cheap thing. You know, you have to have a number and you have to log things and keep good records. But that's going to make the products better, because as you say, you're going to know when there's an issue. And if there's a problem with a particular ingredient or the way something is being manufactured, then that's found out very quickly. Mm-hmm. The FDA can intervene as needed to make sure that there aren't any problems.
You know, Brian, I listened to you, and you sound, you know, so reasonable and so amenable to regulation that is not excessively burdensome or doesn't virtually outlaw a large percentage of the supplements that we now have access to. But I have to say, it's so frustrating when you read, often in responsible press outlets, this refrain: the supplement industry is a free fire zone. It's the Wild West. It's unregulated. We need, you know, very strict government action to bring these manufacturers to bay, because they're getting away with murder. I mean, you're aware of this, and I think that's a very frustrating misunderstanding of the current situation.
It is, and unfortunately, it is pervasive, and media outlets that are otherwise pretty careful and responsible, if I can use that word again, often get this wrong, and I'm not sure exactly why that is. I think in some cases they may not understand the way that we're regulated. Maybe they disagree with the way that we're regulated, but to say that we're unregulated or that it's the Wild West is really just an awful mischaracterization of what happens. I mean, we've been talking about this law that went in place 25 years ago, Deshaies, that set out the regulatory framework. And we talked about some of the innovations that have come along since then. And we're talking right now about a brand new mandate from the FDA. So if the industry weren't regulated, none of that would be happening. So it just, it kind of doesn't pass the smell test, but people keep saying that. So
indeed.
We're here to try to set the record straight, but, you and your listeners know better, but not everybody does.
Indeed. You know, one of the more frustrating aspects of the Dietary Supplements Health and Education Act, Deshaies, is that it prohibits supplement manufacturers from making what are, in essence, truthful claims about supplements. I mean, there's literally thousands and thousands of research papers which document the efficacy of supplements, not just to help healthy individuals stay healthy, but also to, in effect, treat and prevent diseases. And yet you always see this disclaimer on every product. These claims have not been reviewed by the FDA, and it's boilerplate, which says this product is not designed to something to the effect treat or prevent any disease. And so, in effect, our First Amendment rights are being curtailed in an effort to mollify the powers that be, the regulators, so that supplements aren't equated with medication. I mean, I think that's essentially the spirit of this, is that, okay, there's medication on one side and that the claims are approved by the FDA, but when it comes to supplements, you can't say they help cure or treat disease. So how do we resolve this conundrum?
Well, you're right. I mean, there is that language, that disclaimer there, that these are not intended to treat or prevent disease, that the claims are not reviewed by the FDA. You know, there are very few claims that are made. You know, they have to be submitted to the FDA. They have to go through a rigorous process. So in some cases, there are a few claims that are
very
approved,
few and far between.
But you're right.
Yeah.
Very few and far between. You're absolutely right that there are many supplements for all sorts of issues that someone may be dealing with, or just general health, that there is ironclad science out there behind that the manufacturer can't disclose on the label because of the way the law was structured and the compromises that were made. And to me, that always goes back to talk to your doctor, because your doctor really does understand the science. The doctor has read those papers and knows, you know, if you're having this issue or that issue, or you're trying to improve performance in a certain area of your life or your health, or you're just trying to promote general wellness, can help you develop a supplement regime that will achieve your goals. And don't worry so much about whether the FDA has reviewed it. Worry about whether there's good science behind it and your doctor is helping you understand and apply that science.
Well, indeed, that's the mission of intelligent medicine. We share people with people, you know, both the good and bad about supplements. You know, occasionally there are studies that suggest that this or that or the other supplement might, you know, harmfully interact with the conventional medication, or, you know, if taken in excess could be deleterious. And so we want to let people know that it's important to individualize your supplement program, because there's no one size fits all.
Absolutely.
So what's on the launch pad for CRN? Any projects that you're working on, or is that, you know, top secret?
No, hardly top secret. I mean, we'll be out there talking about any number of things for the rest of this year and going into next year. One in particular, you know, so we talked about Dache and the way it regulates the industry and some of the innovations that have happened over time. One additional measure that we think is important is something called a mandatory product listing. Right now, the FDA doesn't have a list of all of the products that are on the market. And FDA says that that makes it somewhat difficult to regulate the market if you don't know all the products that are even on the market. So they've been asking for some time for a mandatory product listing. Which would really just be that. It would be, before you go on the market, you tell the FDA, you know, here's the product, here's what's in it, here's what's on the label, and the FDA would have greater visibility into everything that's on the market in order to do a better job of regulating it. FDA's asked for this authority. It does not have it at present, and CRN is out there meeting with members of Congress and doing some other just sort of general advocacy, talking about it with folks like you, explaining why we think it's a good idea, why we think the FDA ought to have this, and we've come out very solidly in favor of that. That's a regulation that, frankly, some of the industry does not like. That they think, you know, it is burdensome, that it's onerous, that it's going to paint a target on your back, and the FDA is going to want to come after you. You know, and to those I say, well, look, if you're doing something the FDA should be coming after you, they should be coming after you. That's a good thing. That's what we want. You know, you shouldn't fear the cop on the beat if you're doing things right.
Right. It's sort of like saying
and a good actor
to drivers, you know, now you don't really need a driver's license because, you know, everybody really should have a driver's license, because driving without a driver's license suggests that maybe, just maybe, you're not a responsible driver.
That's right. That's right. So FDA has asked for this authority. We're out there trying to build a case for it, trying to make sure that Congress understands that at least a fairly wide swath of industry represented by CRN, you know, the responsible players in the industry, think this is a good idea and that FDA ought to have it. In the meantime, though, we've created not a mandatory product registry, but a voluntary product registry to try to fill the gap until that exists. We call it the Online Wellness Library, which we abbreviate OWL. We're very big on acronyms in this industry, as you know. So the OWL is essentially what a mandatory product listing would be, but it's entirely voluntary. So members of CRN, as a condition of membership, one of the things they take on is that if they have products on the market, they have to be in the Online Wellness Library. So they're essentially already doing what a mandatory product listing would do on a voluntary basis. And it's, you know, it's an industry-wide transparency initiative. So you don't have to be a member of CRN to be in the OWL. And frankly, there's lots of companies in the OWL that are not CRN members. So that's sort of the next best thing, we think, to a mandatory product listing. But frankly, you know, think about it. The folks who would join a voluntary product listing are generally not going to be the ones who are going to do something they're trying to hide from the FDA. So until we have a mandatory product listing, it's not going to be as useful as it could be.
I mean, people listening to this might say to themselves, well, this sounds good because CRN holds companies to a little higher standard. Is there a way that consumers can learn whether the supplements that they're buying come from manufacturers who are part of CRN? Do you maintain a directory of companies that participate?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is crnusa.org, and there's a lot of things that are just for members, but there's a public-facing part of the website, and included on that is a list of all of CRN's members. So if you say, well, you know, these guys have already done the done the vetting and separated out who's playing by the rules and who's going beyond the rules, frankly, and doing things like being in the OWL, you can go and look and say, you know, those are companies I want to do business with. And we, you know, we tell people that all the time, that that's a good shorthand, frankly, to find a good responsible supplement company. But I'd hasten to say there are other good supplement companies out there. We haven't convinced everyone to join with us. Mm-hmm. There's good companies that aren't here, but, that's an easy shorthand, frankly.
And the GMP, is that something that's disclosed on the good manufacturing processes, does it stand for? Is that kind of a seal of approval for products?
Well, it's more a series of hoops that they're supposed to be jumping through in terms of the way that they're manufactured. Mm-hmm. And CRN was instrumental in putting those good manufacturing procedures, GMPs, in place. And the FDA enforces compliance with it. So it's not so much a good housekeeping seal as it is a set of standards that everyone is held to. And you'll see the FDA occasionally ding someone for not following GMPs as they should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, great. Let's, give out the information. For more information, you can go to the labeling website, which is belabelwise.org. That explains some of the changes that are coming down the pike. There are resources, and I'm sure more resources will be available to consumers so they can do the translation. I had a little trouble, with all the math, looking at vitamin A, vitamin E, and vitamin D and folate. The changes, just I'll reiterate, are, I think, most substantial when it comes to vitamin D, because 400 IUs translates to 10 mcgs. What a lot of people are taking, 1,000 or 2,000 IUs, 1,000 is 25, 2,000 is 50 micrograms. That's a little different, and you're going to have to get used to it because that's the way it's going to be going forward in 2020. So be prepared. Your New Year's resolution is go to belabelwise.org and find out more about the changes so you can become a more informed consumer. Get used to the new labeling. Brian Womack, I want to thank you very much for joining us and keep getting the word out on behalf of consumers and responsible vitamin companies.
Well, Dr. Hoffman, it's been a real pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for getting the word out to all your listeners about these changes so that they'll be able to make smart choices.
Indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy holidays. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.